Today we're going to discuss a topic that came up yesterday. I got an email yesterday morning forwarded from a food establishment in the Five Towns, and apparently the food establishment had sent out an email to all of their customers, I guess, who are on their email list, that read as follows. Greeting and felicitations. I don't know who starts it. Okay. We've been informed by the Vada Far Rockaway. Now, that's a loaded phrase right there. There's no such thing as the Vada Far Rockaway. It's called the Vada of the Five Towns in Far Rockaway. They're trying to establish a story over here, and the story is that the Five Towns used to be a beautiful place where everyone could do whatever they wanted, and then the evil people came in from Far Rockaway and started raising the standards and making us do things that we don't want to do, and therefore, now the Vada of the Five Towns, Far Rockaway, is a single Vad, so he's setting it up as the Vada Far Rockaway. So here's how it reads. We've been informed that, that's the end of my commentary. I'll just read what it says. We've been informed by the Vada Far Rockaway that on Sunday, July 21st, Tisha B'Av, we will not be able to open until 1:02 p.m. Up until this year, we were always allowed to open earlier as long as we closed the dining area. I can only assume that these new restrictions are due to the changing demographics and standards in the community. So be it. In order to try and accommodate those who wish to pick up orders on Sunday, we respectfully request that you place your orders on Thursday and plan to pick them up after 1:30 p.m. on Sunday. As of now, we do not know what limitations the VOD will put on our preparation time that morning, so we'd like to have a good idea how much stuff we're going to need to fill all the orders. Please keep in mind that having to pack 8 hours of business into 4 is going to put a lot of stress on our staff and on our ability to get everything done on time. So plan your trip to, name of store, that day accordingly. If you have any questions about why the VOD has changed its standards, call your rabbi or call the VOD office at 516-569-4536, or you can email the VOD at vaha2002@gmail.com. Have an easy fast. And then the name of the owner of the establishment. So I got this forwarded to me by a woman in my shul who's a very firm woman, and her email read, "Since when can't you prepare food on Erev Tish on Tisha B'Av morning? What's going on over here?" So that was the whole email. So if the question is since when, the answer is from the days of the Tosefta, if we're looking historically since when. But let's go through the Indian of preparing food on Tisha B'Av in the morning. And really there are two issues over here. There's preparing food in Tisha B'Av in the morning, and there's malacha on Tisha B'Av. So let's start with preparing food. The Rush in the fourth parak of Maseches Tainis, Siman Lamed Zayin, writes, "V'nagu ha'am shelo lishchot ulahachin sudas matzai Tisha B'Av adachra chatzos." That the minag of the people is that we don't shecht nor prepare the su'uda for matzai Tisha B'Av until after chatzos. V'lashon ha'tosefta mashmakein. And says the Rush, it's based on the Tosefta. D'tanya misaknin b'Tisha B'Av l'matzai Tisha B'Av pirish misof hayom, come on, mi mincha lemaila, dum yodiyom ha-kippurim, demutter b'knivas yarek, min mincha lemaila, that really it should only be done, min mincha lemaila, the food preparations similar to Yom HaKippurim. But the minig is that we do it that we do it even after chatzos. We're so mekel that even after chatzos we already do hachanas su'uda. The Rashba writes in a tshuva, chelak alef simen shin vav, again there's times of Rishonim, amarta od shecholkim b'misha shachat b'tishov babok. Says the Shaul says to him, you know, there was a big machlokas about shechting Tisha B'Av in the morning. That one guy said that it's mutar lishchot because lo matzinu mi asaro. We don't find anywhere that it says that you're not allowed to shecht and do other food preparations the morning of Tisha B'Av. V'tama oser, but the one who argued and who asserted says kivet shnagu am shelo lishchot bosi yom al chatzos ad la'erev. Averihi b'ad misha shochet, that since the minhag is that we don't shecht until chatzos or until the evening, so it's an avera to do so. Kivin shemevatel haminhag, because you're being mevatel haminhag. V'davar shenagu ha'am bo iser, asr linog bo heter. And something that the am was noheg as an iser, you're not allowed to be noheg heter. So that was the argument presented to the Rashba, and the Rashba was told, who's right? Adjudicate. You know, tell us who's correct in this debate. So says the Rashba, Tshuva, Gam Bazeh Hadin Im Ha'oser. The one that says Aser is correct. Ukvar Shaninu. It says in Maseches Pesachim Nedalim Beis. Makom shenagu lasos b'malacha osin. Makom shenagu shalol lasos b'malacha ein osin. If you have a place where the minig is to do malacha on Tisha B'Av, you could do it. If the minig is not to, then you can't. Afal pi shein ikur li isura min adin ela shenagu k'dei lishabel shenigzur gzeira. Even though it may not be a strict halacha, the minog makes it real. And the Rashi goes on to say, v'asur lahakel bazeh. You don't say, oh, okay, a minog, I'm not so intimate. No, asur lahakel bazeh. You're not allowed to be makel on something that's such an ancient minog, like Rabbi Razum was talking about last night. You know, ancient minhagim that predate the Shulchan Aruch and are recorded in Shulchan Aruch, we don't just flippantly get rid of such minhagim. And then he says, g'dolam izu. He says, why do you think we're not eating meat during Shavuos Chal Bo Tishvav, during the 9 days? There's no iser. None of that is usser. The iser is the Sudam of Sekeh. Even Erev Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to eat meat. It's just Sudam Afsekes, you're not allowed to eat meat min hadin. Everything else is only minag. But did you ever hear anyone trying to be makel on that? He says, no, this is minag, so of course. And then he concludes his tshuva with the famous words, Uporetz geder yishchanu nachash shel devrehem. That someone who's poretz geder should be bitten by a snake, meaning you're not supposed to be poretz geder on something like this. Beis Yosef quotes all of this in Orachayim Simen Tav Kuf Nun Tes. Beis Yosef quotes the Rash, he quotes the Rashba, and then he says, V'chein kasva agos maimonios, v'chein kasva b'mordechai, v'kasva d'tov lahamtin mi mincho l'mayla, that you should wait from mincho l'mayla even, probably means mincha katana, but he records but the minig is until chatzos, and since the minig is until chatzos, that's what we do, because this whole thing is dependent on minag. And he also concludes with the Rashba's Lashon of Asur Lahakel Bazeh. On the page of Shulchan Aruch in Sim Tavkuf Nun Tes Sif Yud, Shulchan Aruch writes, Noagim Shalol Lishchot V'Shalol Lahachin Tzor Chisuda Ad Achar Chatzos, that we do not shecht nor prepare Tzor Chisuda until after Chatzos. Mishra Brura makes an exception if there's going to be a Su'udas Mitzvah that night. Just breaking the fast doesn't qualify as Su'udas Mitzvah. But if there's going to be a Su'udas Mitzvah that night, Mishra Brura makes an exception, probably because that wasn't the Minog. The Minog was for the Su'udah that's not a Su'udas Mitzvah. In Bir Alach and Siman Tav Kuf Nun Tes, he says that the reason for all of this is Kedei She'e Yoshev V'Shomein Ba'Avela Shel Yerushalayim L'Sasek L'Sonein V'Nehi V'Kinos V'Lo B'Dvarim Acherim HaMesamchim U'Mesichin Min Avelus, that we don't want to be involved in things that will distract one from Avelus, and therefore we should be focused on the Avelus of Tisha B'Av. And if a person is busy making food and cooking in the first half of the day on Tisha B'Av, that is a terrible Hesech Hadas from the Avelus. So that is as far as preparing food on Tisha B'Av. As far as doing malacha in general on Tisha B'Av, so the Rama writes in Sim Tav Kuf Nun Dalet Sif Chav Beis, V'lo Nagu B'Isra Malacha Ki Im Ad Chatzos, that our minag is that we observe an Isra Malacha until Chatzos. V'Nagu L'Hachmir Ad Chatzos B'Kol Malacha Sheish B'Shiyu K'tzas. So you can say, well, I'm not allowed to turn on the light on Tisha B'Av morning. You're allowed to turn on a light on Tisha B'Av morning. The minag is any malacha that involves Shihui Ktas, take some time. It's not just something that you do in a second. Like cooking, baking, things like Afilu Maisa Hediot. Even if it's Maisa Hediot, but it takes time. Aval Dover Shein Bashihui, Kagon, Adlakasneros, Akshiro, Chadoma, you're going to tie a knot, you're going to light a candle. That's Mutter, says Rama. Valachlo Vaparos Tovlasos Haidein Yehudi, Mefsha Ben Yehudi. If you need to milk your cows, have a non Jew do it. If it's possible to have a non Jew do it, because there's Sabal Chayim issue over there, the cows can't be left without being milked. Okay, fine, that's what the Rama says. And in general, with the Mishnah talks about Mitzach Pesachim, that Magm Shenagu, not to do Malacha, we don't do Malacha, it doesn't mean Lamates Malacha Shabbos, it means Malacha involves some distraction, some time. The Chai Yadam in Klal Kuf Lamed Hei Sif Tes Vav writes that Anu Nogin, Lesser B'chol Malacha Sheish Vashir K'tzas, even in my said, he quotes this Rama, and he says, "Mikol makom roi l'chol yirei shemayim lahachmir latzmo shelo lasos malacha kol hayom." Even though, really, after chatzos, you're technically allowed to do malacha, the Chayyadim says it's really a wonderful thing to try to be machmir for yirei shemayim, to try to be machmir not to do malacha all day. Again, malacha meaning those things that are distracting from the avelus. kadesh lo yisiach daito min avelos v'chein noagim lasor maso matan kodem chatzos. And that's why we don't do business before chatzos, but liachar chatzos noagim lahatz. Your stores open up after chatzos. But before chatzos, a Jew shouldn't open up a store before chatzos. It's Tisha B'Av, it's a day of avelos. And he says, and even if you're going to open up after chatzos, lo yimshoch ba'asakav kadesh lo yisiach daito me avelos. That you shouldn't have a hesachadas from the avelos. Fine, in the Tosfos Chaim on the Chayyadim, he writes, udvar machol noagin limkor v'liknos af kodem chatzos. Interestingly, to buy or sell food before chatzos, not food preparations, to buy or sell the minigis, he says, before chatzos. So where does that come from? So in the Sefer Kovetz Halachos, Parak Yates, Oz Dalid, he quotes from Rav Shmuel, that's a Sefer Rabbi Kleinman, wrote of all the Piskei Halacha of Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, and he beautifully elaborates on each of Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky's Piskei Halachos. So he says, Umari v'Rabbi Shlita, I mean Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, Bier, Dimash and Ogre, I don't think I ever quoted Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky in two back-to-back Tanur Halachashim. Okay, that's that. Umari v'Rabbi Shlita, Bier, Dimash and Ogre, Shalol Lahachin, Sarchei Suda, Hakavana Baza, Ha'is Askus, Pachanas HaSuda. Meaning you're not allowed to do the preparations involved. But to go in and, you know, pay $2 and get to walk out with your bagel or whatever, I don't know how much a bagel costs, but whatever it costs for two bagels, and no one ever buys two bagels. You buy a dozen, even if you only need two, because you're a Jew, that's what you do. So, but to go in and to pay whatever amount of money and to go out with your bagels, that takes 2 seconds, and that's not, and therefore nog in the hakel. So if you have a non-Jewish owned store that is running their business on Tisha B'Av, you'd be allowed to run in and pick something up quickly. Not to go up and down the aisles and do a whole shopping trip, but to go in and to pick something up. If you know what you need, you'll go in and you'll buy something. That's what Rav Shmuel argued, because that would be ein bashiyuk. It doesn't have any, and it doesn't take any time. But for a Jew to be involved on Tisha B'Av in preparing food, that would be problematic. In the morning, at least, that would be problematic. It's interesting that it seems that this is all dependent on minhag, even though in Tainis, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, Kol mitzvos hanohagos ba'avel, nohagos b'tisha b'av. That all isurei avelus are noeg on Tisha B'Av, so we'd expect the isur malacha to be chal also, and it shouldn't only be dependent on minhag hamakom. And the Rishonim already struggled with that. Why it's only a minhag? Shouldn't this be a halacha? So the Meiri writes, Tisha B'Av is an avelus yeshana, they weren't gozer an isur malacha, only a minhag of an isur malacha. The Ramban in Torah Sa'adam says that if a person doesn't have what to eat, he's allowed to do malacha b'tzina even by regular avelus. So by Tisha B'Av, we're matir for everybody. And Pnei Yeshua has a little bit different. He says that there are three reasons for this heter as far as the isser is concerned. Is number one, Tisha B'Av b'zman hazeh is only midrabanan. Number two, an isser malacha b'avelus is only midrabanan. And number three, in general, the chacham try very hard not to be mevatel people from malacha. But at the end of the day, we do have this minhag that's recorded in the Rush, in the Rashba. Poretz gedu yishchenu nachash. Asur lahakel. Those are the lashonos that the Rashba uses. It's recorded on the page in Shulchan Aruch. And therefore, the practice of every kashrus organization that I am aware of, now I haven't spoken to all of them, but the policy of the Orthodox Union, for example, is that not to allow anyone to enter the store until chatzos, even to do preparation work, which makes sense. In a Jewish-owned establishment, there shouldn't be work going on the morning of Tisha B'Av. I spoke to Rabbi Shmuel Marcus, who's the president of the Vod of Queens. He said that is certainly their policy as well, which makes sense, because in general, most of the community Vods try to follow OU policy. Rabbi Chaim Marcus told me he thinks that's their policy in Springfield, Elizabeth, right? It's one Vod, Springfield, Elizabeth. West Orange, Livingston. Okay, so in that vat as well, it seems to be that that's the exception. What about the fact that the store owner writes that he was always able to do this beforehand? So that was actually a mistake. Last year, as a one-time thing, he was complaining that he has so many non-Jewish clients that are coming in and that are expecting to be able to have food, and the Vat had Rachmanis on him, and we said, last year we allowed it to happen, and rightfully, all the other store owners said to us, what are you doing? How do you allow this guy to open up? You don't allow any of us to open up. It was a terrible decision. We never should have done it. And so that's where he gets this idea that it was always mutter, but it's only the evil Farakwe people that are making us change all of our ways and forcing us to observe halacha. So I think all of this speaks to a larger issue, which is that we should probably do a continuous cheshbon nefesh about our relationship with Gashmias. You know, it seems like the uproar about, let's say, the recent Starbucks thing from the Star K. Like, is that coming from a healthy place? You know that. But if I know that there are certainly in certain communities, like in the Five Towns community, I know that there are dozens and dozens of stores that sell perfectly delicious kosher food, and they're in competition with each other, so they all have to like up their game and keep it like really high standards. But there's that drink from that place that I need to get for $7, and if I don't get my $7 drink from that place, well then I just can't go on with my day. I mean, that is not coming from a healthy place. That is not a healthy relationship with Gashmias. Certainly not the kind of attitude that encourages us to feel a sense of churban and a sense of avelus on Tisha B'Av. So we know that our religion sometimes has demands of us that can feel like an inconvenience. People used to be Moser Nefesh much more than this, believe it or not. There's the Jewish history is full of people that are Moser Nefesh for Avodas Hashem in a much, much deeper level and much more profound level. So, but anyway, that's the halacha. The halacha is that on Tisha B'Av, up until Chatzos Hayom, and that's the Minhag Yisrael, it's always been that way, that we don't do malachas that distract us from the Avelos, we don't go to work. People who have to work on Tisha B'Av will only do so usually after Chatzos, and we don't start cooking or doing any sort of food preparations until after Chatzos.